the focus that was put on those two great leaders, I think that it was a right one. Not because it created a long weekend, but rather because it reminds us that the honor and burden of American leadership is not just about two people, but rather about many people who have been placed in the very special role
ratified by Masher, a bill for providing for the development and implementation of guidelines for schools for the management of students with life-threatening food allergies.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or first committee on education.
House File 406 by State, a bill for an act relating to requiring water quality plans for persons receiving financial assistance for establishing soil and water conservation plans.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or referred to Committee on Environmental Protection.
House File 407 by State, a bill for an act relating to confinement feeding operations, including by establishing a moratorium and requiring the Department of Natural Resources to adjust compliance fees, requiring the department to submit a report to the General Assembly and making penalties applicable, including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or referred to Committee on Environmental Protection.
House File 408 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to indeterminate sentences for Class D felonies.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or referred to Committee on Judiciary.
House File 409 by Brown, Powers, Krusik, Winkler, et al. A bill for an act designating snowplow operators as public safety employees for purposes of public employee collective bargaining, including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill, it is now ready for commitment or amendment or referred to Committee on Labor.
House File 410 by State, Hunter, and Gaines. A bill for an act relating to the regulation of objectionable odors and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or referred to Committee on Local Government.
House File 411 by Donahue. A bill for an act requiring the Department of Natural Resources to conduct a study related to pollinator species on properties owned by the department.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or referred to Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 412 by Losi. A bill for an act related to the acceptance of beverage containers by dealers and redemption centers and providing effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or first committee on natural resources.
House File 413 by Ronnie Marquardt, a bill for an act linked to the Medical Cannabidiol Act by adding post-traumatic stress disorder to the list of debilitating medical conditions for which the medical use of cannabidiol would be medically beneficial.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or referred to Committee on Public Safety.
House File 414 by M. Smith, a bill for an act providing for population impact statements on bills, resolutions, and amendments.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or referred to Committee on State Government.
House File 415 by State, a bill for an act differentiating between filing deadlines for incumbents and non-incumbents.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or referred to Committee on State Government.
House File 416 by Olson, a bill for an act exemption from the sales and use tax, the sale or rental price of gardening materials and supplies used in an urban area.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment or referred to Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 417 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act linked to post-loss assignment of rights of residential contractors for repair or services performed on residential real estate covered by property and casualty insurance and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 418 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act linked to commercial driver's license requirements and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 419 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act linked to professional standards for the certification or designation of music therapists and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 420 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act linked to a financial literacy requirement under the state's educational standards.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 421 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to facilities providing care for persons with mental illness, including providing for the transfer of dangerous persons with mental illness from a hospital or persons with mental illness to Iowa Medical and Classification Center.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 422 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the provision of health care services via telehealth for the Civil Commitment Unit for
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 424 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act relating to the creation of a Green Alert program for missing veterans at risk.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 425 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act relating to school funding by modifying provisions relating to the collection of sales tax or deposit in a secure and advanced vision for education fund, provisions relating to the use of tax revenue from a secure and advanced vision for education fund, and provisions relating to the calculation of the additional property tax levy and making appropriations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 426 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to the Insurance Fraud Bureau, criminal history checks for licenses granted by an insurance division, and resolving inconsistencies.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar. The chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk, Representative Salmon, for today's African American history presentation.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. This afternoon, I want to highlight a couple short stories of two American veterans, two defenders of freedom, African American defenders of freedom. The first one is Robert Smalls. In the early days of the Civil War, free black men rushed to join the Union cause. O- serving. As the war dragged on, however, the number of white volunteers declined, while the Union Army's personnel needs grew. By 1863, African Americans were actively recruited. Approximately 179,000 black soldiers and 19,000 sailors fought for the Union. About 40,000 died. 80 were commissioned as officers. By the end of the war, 16 African Americans had been awarded the Medal of Honor, including Robert Smalls. Smalls was a young enslaved man working on board the CSS Planter, a heavily armed coastal steamer, and didn't wait for permission to do his part for the Union. In the dark pre-dawn hours of May 13, 1862, Smalls commandeered the Confederate ship, sailing right past the guns of Fort Sumter and onto the Union blockade. By the war's end, Smalls had attained the rank of captain. He went on to serve in the South Carolina State Legislature and then the House of Representatives. He died in 1915 in the house where he had once been a slave. Our other story is about Sergeant Cornelius Carleton from the Korean War. In 1948, President Harry S. Truman signed an executive order calling for the equal treatment of black service members. Until 1950, however, African Americans remained segregated. In 1954, the last segregated unit was deactivated. In the meantime, Army Sergeant Cornelius Carleton was forced to assume command of his platoon on June 2, 1951, during an uphill attack on a heavily defended position. Rallying the men, he charged, taking out two enemy positions. When the unit was pinned down, he regrouped and led a second charge, which was met with a devastating shower of grenades. Although severely wounded, Carleton launched a third charge, which reached the crest of the ridge, and from there he pushed on alone. He was hit by another grenade, but he continued to fire, taking out the remaining enemy emplacement. In recognition of his indomitable courage, superb leadership, and gallant self-sacrifice that day, Carleton was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Kressig. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Would I be in order for a brief introduction and all sure that all of us kiddos have the right fuel in their bodies and be ready to learn. So please join the School Nutrition Association of Iowa for a grab-and-go breakfast in the Rotunda tomorrow morning from 7:30 to 9:30. They would love for all of us to stop by and learn more about why they love feeding our kids. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Gaines. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'd like to introduce you to a friend and colleague of mine, Karen Scott. Karen and I both met in the 1970s when she was a student in one of my DMAC classes. She went on to get a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in counseling, and we ended up teaching together at East High School right down the street before I retired in 2011. Karen continues to be a licensed professional counselor and a community activist here on the East Side, and she wanted to visit me today at the House. So please welcome my good friend and colleague, Karen Scott.
Chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Masher. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Good morning, Madam Speaker. Good afternoon. Sorry. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you. Tomorrow morning from 7 to 9, the Iowa Women's Foundation will be here in room 19 for breakfast. They'd like to invite all legislators to attend. They have some studies on